know God as the God who puts us in cars, puts us in marriages, puts us in businesses, puts us in aeroplanes. But we are seeing here, right here, that God also puts us into what? The ministry. So you are now here because God found you faithful and put you in the ministry. Welcome the minister sitting by you. Yes, he has put you. Yes. Listen. God has found, you see, what made God put you into the ministry? He found you faithful. He counted you faithful. So you must not change. Amen. Remain faithful. Remain committed to the call. Everyone here, from my right to the left, everyone here is in the ministry. We may be having this camp in Barbados, but we are not on holidays. Hello? Or some of you came with your beach wear. Some of you came with your towels. This is the beach. They are swimming in the sea. We are swimming in the oil of the anointing. Yeah. This is our beach. You are here because you are a minister. Don't let anyone change your mind. I'm telling you, no matter your age, no matter what you are, what you've done, you've not done, where you've been, you've not been, you are a minister. God has put you into the ministry. Yes, anyone here, once you are in this room, understand that it's too late. Tell your neighbor, it's too late. It's too late. It's too late. You are not committed. It's too late. You can't change. It's too late. You may be in love with a girl here, but it's too late. You are a pastor. You may be chasing a boy here, but it's too late. You are now an anointed shepherd. Look, how I envy your pastor that he has got someone like you in his church. Clap your hands for Jesus. Wow. So, please be seated. This camp, this is for people doing the ministry. People who are interested in the ministry, who want to serve God. That's why we are here. Who want to progress beyond mere church attendance. You go to church on Sunday, you come home the next Sunday. Most of the people who go to church on Sunday don't want to do anything, are not even in church during the week. And such were some of you. I said, and such were some of you. Am I lying? Is it true? Sunday only believers. But after this camp, you will be the first person in the church on Tuesday. You will be the first person in the church on the weekday service. Your destiny as a servant of God has been established. So, what is God expecting of you? What is God expecting of you? God is expecting you to increase and to grow. I came with my iPad. I'm expecting to grow. I'm expecting after this camp to do more. More. And it is all because God has called you. And God wants to use you. Look, the Bible says many are called. Can I have the book, Many Are Called, please? I need the books displayed here, quickly. That is not a stand. That cannot be the stand. There should be a stand here. It's coming. Can I have Many Are Called? When you come into church, I didn't ask for Macarius. Beautiful. When you come to church, you are responding. First of all, when you get born again, anyone who gets saved, how many of you here are born again? Yes. Beautiful. It is a call. When you receive Jesus Christ, you are called. It's a call. Jesus said, no one can come to me. To me. You know, to be born again is to come to Jesus. And he says, no one can come to me except the Father draws that person. So it's a call. But it is the beginning of many calls. Hallelujah. Amen. It is the beginning of many calls. And God keeps calling you to higher and higher levels till you die. Amen. But it begins with the call. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And I'm sure you know that God calls many people to be saved, but not everybody is saved. Because many are called, but few are chosen. Now, beyond the call to be saved, there are many other calls. And one of those calls is the reason why we are here. It is the call to serve God. It is the call to serve God. It is a call every believer must respond to. You don't just respond to the call to be born again. And when you get born again, that's the end of your life. No, there are many other calls. There are many other calls. And I congratulate you for responding to the call to be saved. But today, I want to introduce another call. I said another call. And it's the call to serve Jesus. It's the call to work for God. And that is why this is a very important book you must desire to have. Many are called. And always, at every level, God calls many people. But not everybody responds. But I believe that you here will respond to the call. Yes. Yes. And if you doubt that God has called you, I want to inform you that there are many, many ways God calls people. Many ways God calls people. When you look at the call of Saul, in fact, in chapter 2 of this book, you will see how different people were called. But you forget about how different people were called. I'm informing you that you are called. Amen. I said you are called. Amen. I said you are called. Amen. To serve God. Amen. To build the church. Amen. To preach. Amen. And nobody should say that you are too educated to preach. Yeah. There are people who feel that they are too educated to serve God. There are ladies who feel that they are too pretty to do outreach. Yes, there are ladies who feel they are too pretty to do outreach. Meanwhile, you are not even too pretty. You are not too pretty. If you are really pretty, go and wash your face and come here. If you are genuinely a pretty girl, go and wash your face and come here. Don't start. Don't start. We have allowed you to paint your face to come to the camp. But don't use it against us. That you are too pretty to pray. You are too pretty to do outreach. Don't bring yourself. Who is that lady? Who is that girl? Who is that girl? Who is that girl? Where is she? At the back. Oh, they've gone out. Oh, okay. Sorry. Oh, then you are the wrong people. Oh, sorry. That's not you. Please be seated. I thought the people were here. I thought they were here. They are here. Yeah. You are too nothing. You are nothing. You have a master's degree. You have a PhD. You can serve God with everything. Yes. You can serve God with everything. You know, there are people who feel that they are something. Too something. Too exotic. Like, because every boy sees you and stops. So you feel that you are the Queen of England. Nonsense. We thank God for your good looks. We thank God for your education. We thank God for your marriage. We thank God for your money. But no matter what we have or we are going to roll up our sleeves and serve God. I said, we are going to serve God. We are going to build the house of God. Yes. Very soon, when we are having a camp here, not everybody will be able to come. Because we select only 10 of you in this room. In 10 years' time, 10 of you will fill a place with 2,000 members. Get ready. Tell 3 people, get ready to serve God. Tell the guy, I know you are handsome, but you'll be a pastor. I know you are pretty, but you'll be a lady pastor. Tell the person, here we serve God. Here we serve God. Clap your hands for Jesus. Please be seated. So we are here to sit at the feet of our Father. And every word that comes from his mouth is to turn you into a better person. Yes, a better person. Look, when you respond to a call, it is your deliverance. It's your deliverance. A call changes where you are. A call removes you from... My brother, what's your name? Yes. Erickson. What? Erickson. All right. Please be seated, Erickson. Right. Erickson, come, come. Erickson, come. How are you? Good. By coming to me, he has responded to a call. Amen. And by responding to this call, he has left where he used to be. Yeah. And some of you, you are in certain places you must come out of. And only the call of God. As you respond to the call, you will leave. Some of you, even you are in this camp, the boys who are looking for you, they know how to find you. They know how to find you. They know. Look. Only the call of God can change a person. Amen. Like, as he's here, he's changed. Amen. He was sitting, he's standing. He was at the back, he's in front. He was with people, he's now at the pulpit. A call, listen, I want to serve you notice that God does not need anything from you. Please be seated. At the camp, you don't stand. Yes. Listen. God does not need anything from you. You have nothing he wants. If he calls you and uses you to build the church, it is not because without you he cannot build the church. Understand it? Anything he uses you to do is for your own good. It is for your own good. It is to change your life. Come, listen, being in church, attending Shepherd House. No, this is not my microphone. I should use it. All right.
Hello?
Testing mic. 1, 2. Try 2. Right. Good. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Relax, relax, relax. Listen, attending Shepherd House International Barbados is not enough. It's not enough. Attending church is not enough. Many of you have been in church, but look at what you were doing two nights ago. Sorry. Not what you were doing. What was being done to you? Hallelujah. Ask your friend, is it right? What was being done to you? Was it right? Should a Christian behave that way? Listen, that is why God calls us. That is why God calls us. That is why God calls us. It is not enough to sit in church. It is not enough. So when he calls you to serve him, so that through serving him, it changes your own life. I said it changes your own life. God wants to build great things with your life. Not
a powerful person, but he wants to use the ministry to change your own life. So the next time that boy comes into your room,
he will not come and find that formerly sexy girl. When he enters your room, he will be praying in tongues. He katababa, he kerebosa, inalababa, he kebandorebe, ramanaka, imanamo, imelabo, shababa. I mean, when he enters the room, all the feelings he came with will vanish instantly. Receive the ministry. Receive the call. Many of you are struggling already, struggling. It is the call. Sit down, we are at the camp. You don't stand at the camp. It is, when you respond to the call, it changes your own life. Yes. You see, God wants, he said, you are a city set on an hill. Like God always likes to isolate us and make us into great people. He does not want you to mix up with your family members. Look at your cousins. I said, look at your cousins. Look at your big brother. Some of you have got sisters who have got 5 children with 7 fathers. 5 children with 7 fathers. Is it true? Yes. And when you get born again, God does not want you to end up that way. And he knows that being in church, most of these guys are in church. But he uses the call. Because a call, look at what's it, Erickson. A call changes where you are. It changes where you are. Some of you sitting here in this camp, you are among some friends. You have just left them to come for a camp. But after the camp, you are going back to them. But when you are properly called, you cannot mix up with certain people. You cannot fellowship with certain people. You can't sit with them to discuss the things they discuss. And the call is what God wants to use to change your own life. You can't be born again and end up just like your brothers and your cousins at home. You can't. He wants to change you. Some of you in your family, no woman has had a wedding. A wedding. But you'll be the first to have a wedding. Is it true? In your family, nobody has had a wedding. But when you get born again and God loves you, he wants to set you on a hill and wants to bless you. Say, you are the light. You are the light. You are the light. And it is in serving God. No one here should think that we have brought you here so that you'll be used to build a church. You don't have anything. You are nothing. You're nothing. You're nothing. But the call to be a shepherd, to visit members, to pray for people, to bring people to church, it changes your life. It changes your life.
This is your personal appetite. Some of you guys here have got terrible appetites.
Twisted desires. But the call of God, you see, even there are people who call them but are not working well. Yeah, when you work very well and you are really into the ministry, it changes you. It changes you. No matter what you want to do, you want to destroy yourself, the call will not allow you. Paul said, necessity is laid upon me. I mean, you are forced to pray. I mean, imagine right now if there is a vision that everyone here must build 3 bus centers by December. And each bus center must have 30 members. You will pray. You will wait on God. You will fast. So when that girl with Dracula fingernails comes into your room, thinking that you are the same old boy, what she doesn't know is that another vision has possessed you. The call. The call. The call is powerful. The call is beautiful. The call changes your life. Give the Lord a shout! Keep shouting! Hallelujah! 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 You may be seated. All right. I'm giving you one last chance. Clap your hands and shout! All right. Sit down. Tell your neighbor the hour has come. And we are so happy to have our Father with us. We are so blessed to have him here. All through the years, it is these camps which have turned us into shepherds, turned us into pastors, turned us into church builders, church planters. And this camp is another person's turn. This camp is going to change your life. And I know that you and I will never be the same.